most on if you had to give yourself a grade through the last few weeks or the whole first half of the season? What would you assess yourself?
If I was to give it, C minus, D.
What do you have to do to get back on track? I mean, you've already broken yourself out of, you know, the kinks in November.
I would say C minus, D. I'm a hard grader on myself, so really, you ask me, I might say F. But, you know, I don't want to get too negative for the fact that we have been doing better as a team collectively this year, and we have good momentum, and we put ourselves in a position to, you know, exceed what we did last year. So that's why I wouldn't get too focused on my individual performance. But what I would say is that coming out, I just need to try to get every rebound, you know, break the game down simply, and that's what I'm going to do from here on out. You know, not worry about scoring, touches, where the ball coming from. Just tried to get every rebound. That's how I started playing basketball when I was at my prep school. I had so many top players, McDonald's All-Americans. That's what I tried to do. I just tried to get every rebound offensively and defensively. And that's how I started my career. And then I let everything else come. So, you know, that's what I've been telling myself during this break is I've been watching a lot of basketball. And I watched Thomas Robinson last night, and it was just crazy because he just got every rebound. And that's how he dominated the game, and everything else just fell into play. So, you know, I'm not going to tell myself anything more than that, really. And that's what we need most right now as a team, I feel like. Or that's what I could do to help the team the most is by controlling the boards.
How have you been health-wise, and how's this, I guess I shouldn't say week off, but just this week layoff in terms of not having a game, how has that been for you?
It's been good. I'm in, you know, pretty good health. I'm not hurt. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm not ill. I'm feeling really good. So, you know, I can't say that it's been anything holding me back besides myself. You know, everybody feels sore and feels beat up here and there. So that's nothing else that no one else in the country isn't going through. So I don't really call those injuries anything besides normal wear and tear. So I'm feeling great.
Does this break kind of like a reset for you for this year?
I wouldn't say reset. I have had some good performances, but, you know, I would say I've had a chance to watch a lot of basketball that I haven't watched, and just practicing is good with the team. But, you know, I really wouldn't call it a break so much because, you know, we practice almost every day. But even we got 2 days off, so it was good to, you know, get settled back into school, and it has helped my body a bit.
I know it's just your second year, but right. What does adding Nebraska to this conference do to the, you know, conference as a whole?
Well, it was already a top conference, and now it's just another team who's really competitive added to the bunch, which makes it even just better and better.
And,
you know, the conference is just so crazy. You look at a team like Nebraska, and they might have a 2-5 or 2-6 record, but then they beat Indiana, a ranked team. So, you know, from the outside looking in, somebody might say, oh, you guys got Nebraska. Nebraska should be an automatic win. But then when you really look at it, they just as dangerous as somebody like Michigan State through the scheme of things because everybody's beating each other. So, which makes it so much better because it's no every game's a big game. And, you know, for somebody like me who's looking to finish off the season strong, that gives me the opportunity to, you know, make myself, you know, impose myself on games as we close out.